Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
Hello, this is Blind Buy Book Club from the Blind Buy Podcast, and this is an advertisement for EE Game Store. Do you enjoy video games as your pastime? Or maybe you stream video games as your job? EE Game Store has everything to meet your needs. On any network, any player, you can spread the cost of exclusive console bundles, improve your gaming setup, your connectivity, hardware, games, whatever. If it has to do with video games, EE Game Store has it. Just search for it on the internet.
What's going on, everybody? Patrick Bear here, and we are back again. It's time for another microsode. I know our release schedule's been a little wonky as of late, so thank you for bearing with us. Life be lifin', the new Monet Exchange show. Go buy tickets at cmonetlive.com or something like that. We've just had a lot going on. There's been travel, there's been work, there's been life, and we are thankful that you guys keep wanting to come back and listen to us, and that's why we keep on coming back and doing these episodes. I am joined by two of my compatriots. Oh, both on the East Coast. BJ's not even traveling, so I could say he's somewhere else, not on the East Coast. Joining me from the future, from where I'm sitting, I've got BJ.
Hi.
And Eric.
Hello.
Hey, girls. So we were trying to figure out what our microsode topic should be. And just to be a pain in the ass and get involved in as many music episodes as possible, I suggested a topic to BJ, because if anybody who is not an actual music instrument playing member of this podcast should be involved in music episodes, it is me. So I will throw it over to BJ to go over what we're here to talk about, and we'll dive into today's episode.
Thank you. It's, you know, what's hilarious to me is that I don't know. I remember writing out the whole musical side episodes, and like, the meteor episodes are like the ones that I'm like, Pat doesn't care about composers. Like, he can Google them for an episode, but like, he's not as passionate about them as like other people that I know.
I love how you say that those are the meteor episodes. Like, I couldn't fucking throw down and have an in-depth conversation about like pop music and all of the aspects of like other stuff that would be so meaty in the world of music podcasts.
And that's just
said meteor, and that just made me think of that TikTok. Meteor.
It makes me think of it's that line from Girls Will Be Girls, where the meteor's falling and she's like, it's huge. But no, I didn't. There were no episodes slated for like pop music. There was no episodes slated for like certain things like that. And it was funny because right before you had suggested it, I was just going through it because I have to harass a guest host to come onto the podcast. He's actually busy with actual, like, you know, health and life stuff going on, and I'm just there being like, I'm gonna be polite till he forgets, and then I'm going to be like, I don't care that you have to support your husband across the country, be on my podcast. But I was going through the episode list I had typed out, and then I was like, there's nothing in here about pop music, because I realized it's a music major and a theater major and me. And I'm like, oh, that's right. And then when Pat was like, how about a musical episode with pop music and our favorite music? And I was like, perfect. So it was like I left the door open for you.
like there isn't an avenue for me to be involved in musical podcast conversations. Just like, saying.
But like, I left the door open for you, but I didn't put up a sign or anything. And you just kind of kicked the door in and you're like, bitch, if you don't. Boy, if you don't. So here we are. Like I legit sat there like, was I clever enough to do that? Or did I just forget? And I'm just going to go with I was clever enough to do that. But that all aside, for future episodes, tonight, Pat had the wonderful idea of, he suggested kind of like our favorite songs. And then I thought it would be even better if we did one song for that always gets us moving, dance, twerks, whatever you need, whatever song it could be, to just keep your day going at 100. And then I also, you can't have the good without the bad. So you've got to have a happy, sad, episode. So we've got that one song that gets us moving. And then we've got the one song that we just listen to if we just want to stew for an extra like 20, 30 minutes, actually hours, in a mood.
So you mean all of my music, everything I listen to.
That was hilarious, because my happy song was significantly easier to find than my sad song. And I the best part is I put all my sad songs on a playlist, and then I updated the playlist, and then I listened to the playlist and made myself sad for about like right before I went to bed last night. So I was like, and then I just went into Spotify and picked which one I play the most. that's currently, because we could do another one of these in a year's time and potentially have different songs. But what's funny is y'all's choices. Pat, yours is definitely pretty timeless. Like Eric,
my happy song.
Your happy song, Eric. Your happy song is one that no matter how hard I try, I will never be able to escape it. It's gonna haunt me to my grave. Like, it's toxic positivity in the best way. But mine, I fell down a rabbit hole right before this episode, and mine, where I was just sitting there like, oh, this actually incorporates a song that I would hear at like 2 in the morning when I was watching TV when I was 15 years old. And it was one of those commercials that would be like greatest dance hits of 1994. And I was like, oh yeah. So I'm a little bit excited just to kind of figure out y'all's methodology and how y'all picked these. So with that being said, I'm going to throw it over. So we're doing the sad ones first. So we're going to do the sad ones first, because I actually really like everybody's happy ones. And I feel like...
So you hate all our sad ones is what you're saying.
Well, I drag, right?
I feel like all of our sad ones, though, are a little bit predictable.
Because I spent an entire 400 song playlist as my one sad song does not mean that it's predictable.
I mean, I knew what artist it was going to be.
Listen, I chose that because it was mainstream enough that people would know it. You talk about having a playlist of like sad songs, whatever. This is what I listen to on the daily. I now have a roommate, and I have for about the last 6 months, and I'm pretty sure he is tired of hearing certain songs by certain people. There are also songs that are oddly sad for me, but maybe not sad in the general sense. So I had to really, really try to figure out something that, and you talk about, oh, in a year's time, these songs could be different. We could record this 3 times in a row and I would pick different songs, because one, there are so many, especially on the sad song side, But two, it's hard to narrow down that like evergreen top song where I just sit there and go, this is my happy song. And there are different things. I've actually had a playlist. Eric, were you with us in the penthouse? Yes. At P-Town?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, the 2018 trip. Dude, I have a playlist of summer of 2018, and it's five songs long. And those songs...
We heard those songs so many times.
Skeet, skeet, skeet. Listen, if Eric hears Ape Shit by the Carters one more time, he's going to lose his mind. If he hears Cut to the Feeling one more time, he will put on multiple rainbow wigs and throw them off
exactly.
repeatedly.
But that's what's on my short list of happy songs, but...
Sigh Horse by Kacey Musgraves. Literally, there's like, it was a five song playlist that we played so much during that time. So like, there are things that I don't always, but this was one, and it actually ties back to that place, my happy song. But it's so, music is, I don't want to say it this way, but I'm going to say it this way. Music is my love language. If I share with you meaning behind a song, if I share with you the song, I'm letting you in more than I let most people in at that moment in time for a specific reason. This is why, part of the reason why on the Patreon, and I've got to get back to it. I know I'm really behind on it, but that's why we stopped charging for the Patreon right now. The now playing thing, you know, that I was doing, that's small, like, you know, mini or micro episodes. That's part of the reason why I did it, is because it gives a glimpse into me. I've mentioned it on the show. There's a boy I know that I did a playlist for, and it's Songs to Get to Know Me By. I've mentioned it on the podcast. I've shared it with a couple of people. This is the way to get to know me at my core and who I am. So that's why I was so excited to suggest this topic. And that's why I'm glad that we're doing this. So let's carry on, because this is my bread and butter right now when we're on the sad song side of it all. So I don't know if BJ is going to randomly select us. It's a wide variety of people here on this call right now. So I will throw it back to BJ.
Or something? Are you gonna...
we're gonna get the Drag Race lip sync for the crown wheel.
So that being said, I'll toss it over to Pat for his world of melancholia song, that keeps him in those blue feet, keeps him in his blue period, for however long he feels like being in it. And it sounds like it's a light switch. It's on and off. But yeah, yep, you're free. So what song do you listen to when it's a lonely Friday night and it's raining and Havoc's pooped in the corner?
First off, my dog doesn't do that unless I've been out drinking all night, brought home a boy, and only let him out for a hot second while in Florida, because literally that's the only time that it has happened. Anyway, so, okay, before I go into the song that I've chosen for this, a couple of honorary mentions, and I'll try to keep these short. Depending on my mood and depending on what type of sad, because there's all types of sad. Mm-hmm. There is lonely and depressed sad. There's angry sad. There is hopeless sad. Longing sad. Thinking back on all of your past mistakes and wondering how you could have fucked things up sad. All of those types of sad. So a couple of honorary mentions, and I highly suggest listening to any and all of these songs. All Love by Fletcher. I've talked about Fletcher a shit ton of times. New album just came out. I've become a giant lesbian in my music listening. All Love is essentially her singing about having broken up with this girl who she loves and being out of the bar, and her ex walks in with another girl. and introduces her as, oh, here's, this is my old friend, you know, whoever. And just having those feelings of like, why am I doing this? Like, why am I feeling this way? Taylor Swift's Happiness from Evermore ties with Champagne Problems for songs that just rip my insides out. Happiness, I've also mentioned on this show before, but 4 years ago now, almost 3.5 years ago, when Evermore came out in late 2020. And it's about trying to find peace and acceptance after a long-term relationship ends, which those who know me and my past know that that's something I've had to deal with in the last couple of years. And Champagne Problems is really just, it's such a beautiful song. But to the song that I've chosen is also a Taylor Swift song. Again, I wanted it to be something a little more mainstream. Hit me up if you want sad song recommendations, though, people. If you're out there listening and you're like, I like me some sad songs, I got some for you. But from Folklore, those who know me know I'm a Folklore girly. We got the Tortured Poets Department coming out soon, so maybe there's going to be something that's going to replace this. But not long after Taylor dropped her surprise album Folklore in mid-2020, there was not a lot going on at the moment, and she dropped another surprise for us from Folklore, and it was the Long Pond Studio Sessions, which is on Disney Plus if you want to watch it, where she went out to the Long Pond Studios and performed the entire Folklore album for the first time and recorded it. There is a song that is my favorite song on Folklore called Exile. It is her feature with Bon Iver, one of two features from those two surprise albums, but it's the first one. And that Long Pond Studio session, Justin Vernon did his portion of the vocals at his studio. He was not there. It was Taylor, Aaron Dessner, and Jack Antonoff at Long Pond Studios, and then Justin Vernon at his home studio. The rawness of Justin's vocals will bring me to tears when listening to the song. It's essentially a duet of the breakup of a relationship or the end or looking back or running into an ex from both perspectives, from the guy's point of view, from the girl's point of view, where he is filled with this, I wanted this. Why didn't you tell me something was wrong? I would have tried if I had only known something was wrong. And then she's at it from the other side with her new boyfriend, sitting there saying, in her mind going, I gave all of these signs along the way that something was wrong. Why didn't you do something to make it better for us to stay together? And it just tears me apart every single time. The recorded album version is beautiful. She did it as a surprise song by herself, did it solo on the piano at one of her stops on the Eras tour. And I am so incredibly sad that that was not my stop, because I would have loved to have been there for her doing that. I would have been a mess. I would have been an absolute mess at that point. But I got The Lakes, which was great, which was, I got a Folklore song as one of my surprise songs. So I was happy with that. It just, there is something about his vocals, her vocals, and the harmony that they bring together when they sing together on the chorus and the overlapping. And it's not necessarily, oh, Eric, please help me out with, what do they call it? Like, the songs where there's like, there's a verse and then there's a beat or two and then another, like the same verse repeats, like the one song Will I from Rent. I can't think of what the term is for that type of song, but they essentially alternate like their parts, like their choruses, because their choruses are different, but they alternate and kind of sing to and over each other. And it's really a very a very artistic and beautiful way to showcase a relationship where you're not listening to each other. You're not paying attention to what the other person is putting out there, because if you would stop and communicate, you could maybe find a way to fix the problems. But then you just sit there and go, why didn't you tell me that something was wrong? And you push that blame onto somebody else of, I didn't speak up. I didn't say something should have been different, but I'm going to say that you should have told me something was wrong. Something should have been done. And it just absolutely guts me every single time. You're muted.
It's called around a space round.
Oh yeah, he's singing around. Got it. Yes, thank you. Yep. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Oh. Will I from Rent. Where yeah, like for those
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So it's not exactly
also row 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 your boat is one as well. But
yeah, you
can. I'm the most famous version of that.
As soon as he said it, I was like, wait, did he mean around?
You know, I don't always remember things. It happens. But that's it reminds me of that. It's not around, but it is similar to that in the, you know, one starts their like kind of their chorus piece and then about a line in the other one does it. And it's that metaphor of speaking but not listening in a relationship. Uh-huh. And
yeah,
it's honest. It guts me every fucking time. And I absolutely just chills. So that's my pick.
No,
I have plenty more.
I know. Well, I know. I listened to it before we started, and I was, his voice is so haunting, and it is, it is the song itself. Cause I listened to there was a release they did on Disney Plus, I believe.
It's a long pond studio session. Yep.
Yeah,
yes, that that's the one.
It's the thing about that, like the sadness of that one is it's that you don't really fault them, but you're like, God, this hurts. It's just one of those things where it's like, you know, like I think about it, the only good communication is the harsh communication where that song is concerned. And that takes such a level of strength for people, like people being vulnerable with people they've been around for their entire life is a massive, difficult thing, depending on who you are as a person. Some people just have a gift of being able to be vulnerable. Like, who am I going to call out right now? I was gonna say Matt. You're Matt. Aww. Matt. He'll cry in a heartbeat. Like everything, anything can make him cry. A note, and he'll just start crying. And I'm like, I wish I had the ability to be able to be like, like, here's my feelings. This is where I'm at right now. There's no question. But like, yeah, no, it's one of those things where if you have a couple that just can't do it, and you're like, if you can't do it, then there's your answer. But at the same time, your only other solution to that problem, or at least where the song was concerned, is like just being like, hey, I don't like this. And that's the most unromantic, gross, clinical way of looking at it, and nobody wants to do that. So no, I when I listened to it, I was like, oh, that's gonna go on a list somewhere. So
And for those who may not have heard it, I'm gonna read two parts of the lyrics here just to give an idea. And this is primarily Justin Vernon's portion with the counter pieces being what Taylor sings. So step right out. There is no amount of crying I can do for you. All this time, we always walked a very thin line. You didn't even hear me out. You never gave a warning sign. I gave so many signs. All this time, I never learned to read your mind. Never learned to read my mind. I couldn't turn things around. You never turned things around because you never gave a warning sign. I gave so many signs. Like, honestly, like it's that piece of just, it's two people who love each other that just are not stopping and listening. And it just, just reading that is giving me goosebumps. It's such a good song. Either version of it. Go look up Exile by Taylor Swift and featuring Bon Iver. And so good. So good. So yeah.
So that's next me. Well, now we're going to leave Pat to feel his feelings in the corner over here. Sipping his cherry Pepsi. So Eric, what is your pick?
So I'll give a couple honorable mentions as well, because every time I looked back over at the short list I made of sad songs, I'm like, that's the one. No, that's the one. No, that's the one. So my first honorable mention is Cry by Kelly Clarkson off her album All I Ever Wanted. Which it's just a really sad song about crying. You know, when you're sad, you want to cry. So
that is the best description ever.
Speaking of being direct with your emotions in a clinical manner,
I just want to cry. Can I just can I add one more since you mentioned Kelly Clarkson? Yeah. Piece by piece, especially the American Idol performance.
Yeah.
Which she's since changed the lyrics because of her divorce from her shitty ex-husband. But the American Idol version of Piece by Piece by Kelly Clarkson, especially if you are a child of a broken home or you've had like some parental loss, especially when you're young. Holy fucking shit. Back to Eric.
And then the one that I had actually picked to be my song for this until I was, again, we started recording and I was still looking at my list, is Mika. The song is Happy Ending off his album Life in Cartoon Motion.
I love that album.
That whole album is good. The song is very sad, just, oh my goodness. It starts out, this is the way you left me. I'm not pretending. No hope, no love, no glory, no happy ending. This is the way that we love, like it's forever. Then live the rest of our life, but not together. And it's just a song I like to belt. There's fun falsetto moments in it, and you just get to sing as loud as you can. Just get all of those feelings out, and it's great for in the car, sad driving and singing. But ultimately the song I want to pick is, Still Hurting from the musical, The Last 5 Years.
Ah,
oh my God.
I had a lot of Broadway songs on my sad song list because theater gets me a lot. I am one of the theater gay. And so, musicals when it I don't know, just a pop song on the radio, sometimes I can't connect to as well as being in a theater and getting all of the context and the story built and just that climax of a sad song in there, and all the emotion hits me. And this whole show is just, there's moments of happy, but it's just sad because one of them starts at the end of the relationship and goes to when they met, and the other one starts happy and ends sad. So the whole thing is sad the whole way through, except right in the middle where they are both happy for a second. But the song Still Hurting is the first song in the show, and it's sung by the actress in the show, and it's all about how her partner, Jamie, has just broken up with her. And Jamie had time to process everything that was going to happen. And he was able to come to terms with the fact that I'm done with this relationship. And now I'm going to tell you I'm done with it. And she's left with the feelings of, sure, you've already worked your way through the ending of this relationship by yourself, and I'm left with all of these feelings of, okay, you're done, but I'm not. All my feelings are still here, and I have to work through everything now by myself because you're gone. And I'm just left with all my sadness. And it's tough because a lot of relationships end that way, where there's not a lot of good communication towards the end. And one partner decides to themselves that it's just going to be over no matter how much the other person tries. And that's it. And
yeah, you're just kind of left to your own. It's you in it. So that's something, a song like that is something that I've kind of dubbed an ending song. And the thing about ending songs is that, especially when it's a transformative ending, so like, you know, loss of any, like of a relationship, of a loved one, of a job, of a situation, those sort of things are always scary for people because it's like you now are left, you're left feeling all these feelings, but you're also left as a different person. Because the thing, especially when it comes to romantic songs like this one, because I listen to that one too, when it comes to songs about loss of love, when you lose a person from your life in the capacity of whether they're a lover or a close friend or something, and they move, or you just fall out with them either tragically or dramatically or something, you're now a different person. You're a person without them. And you have to, it's not only scary because you want, it's like somebody took your favorite blanket or your favorite shirt, something that you like to wear, that you feel comfortable in, and they just went, eh, no, I don't like it anymore, and burned it. So now you're this person without the security of effectively being the person you were. And if like a breakup happens, it's like, 5 minutes later, you now have to, like, especially if they're like, I'm done and I'm out, you now have to, and they could have adjusted already. Like, that's the thing is, they could have been out a long time ago mentally, so they've had time to adjust to be this new person, and now here you are, like.
Yeah, because even though they weren't talking to their partner, they were probably talking to their friends or family, and working through all that on their own and not involving the other person in the relationship. And so,
and that's why I like sad songs like that, because those ones, it's like, especially one that resonates with you, you're experiencing that you're experiencing the carpet being pulled out from under you. You're experiencing the fall. And it's like, and on some weird twisted level, it's fun because it's a roller coaster. It's that part of the roller coaster that's the drop that's absolutely terrifying. And you could potentially crash and die, or you just have to kind of roll with it. So it's one of those things. But there's that adrenaline rush of being like, oh, fuck, here comes this thing that I have no idea. And let me tell you, as dudes, we don't generally like change, especially sudden change. That's why I like those kinds of songs. So no, I can see that one.
Hello, this is Kareem Cronfley, voice of Simon Fairchild in the Magnus Archives, one of the most popular horror audio drama podcasts in the world. Our podcast is currently being sponsored by the EE Game Store. On EE Game Store, any player on any network can spread the cost of exclusive console bundles. You can even trade in your old consoles for cash. They've got all the games and all the gear to help you level up your gaming in a more affordable way, so you can get your hands on the latest tech. That's why gamers choose EE, having everything in one place, from the latest kit to games to broadband that's tailored for your gaming needs with Game Mode. It's time to level up and prepare for an exhilarating world of gaming, all brought to you by the EE Game Store. For more information, search for EE Game Store.
Hi, it's Chris and Rosie Ramsey here from the Shagged Married Annoyed podcast, and we are currently partnering with Disney Plus. Think you know Disney Plus? You're missing half the story. And I'll tell you what that means, Rosie.
What?
Did you know that the majority of Disney Plus customers don't think that they have content for adults on Disney Plus?
I watch loads of stuff on there. They've got all of the series of Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm. Family Guy.
Yeah.
You've also got the Kardashians on there. There might be just as much, if not more, for adults on there than there is for kids. Think you know Disney Plus? You're missing half the story. All these and more now streaming on Disney Plus. Babadoo, 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 ba.
So.
Razor blades are being hidden as we speak. Whenever anybody would put that in at karaoke, it was always like, all right, we're now selling razor blades for $5 at the bar. Get them ready, everybody. Let's go.
It's a tightrope walk because that was the thing that I was listening to all of like the songs I was thinking about for this episode. Like literally I was lying in bed. It was like 8:45. I was like, I'm going to bed early. And then 10 o'clock rolls around and I'm just laying there like, all right, let me just at least turn off the lights and turn off my headphones. So then that way I can't listen anymore. And I just sat laid there and I'm like, I'm about to start crying. So I was like, Jane, wake up. What are you doing? I'm like, you're on call. And I just like picked her up for a minute and be like, I love you so much. And she's just, it's a tightrope walk because when you do like, especially if you're in a good mood and you just happen to hear one of those songs from that playlist and you're like, well, time to think about why I'm sad tonight. it's definitely it can be a pitfall. So, it's a common thing. I know people that, you know, they just sometimes the day's gone too right and they just need a moment to be like, I have enough room to unpack some of the baggage. So, but, all right, Eric, well, thank you. I like those. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you're listening to and you love us so much, you can find us on Facebook.
You haven't done your song yet. Why are you trying to do an ad read?
No, I was going to do an ad read. I'm doing an ad. This is the ad.
You are not doing an ad read.
Pat reading me is the ad read.
No, we have a special... We have a special thing that we're going to do in place of the ad read that we have to do in this episode. So stay tuned for that.
Oh, okay.
We have to share some stuff, but
all right.
We're going to do that instead of gratuitous self promotion doesn't exist here, except at flameonshow.com.
So my since y'all did honorable mentions, I'll do some quick ones. Killing Me by Skindred. Really good. It's a Skindred is like a rock reggae band. Really good song that kind of speaks to the way how toxic communities themselves can be. It's a lot of, you know, if you're not careful and if you're too busy pointing fingers at each other, you're gonna get got. So that one's a really good one when I'm sad about the overall state of society. And then a common one is Black Hole Sun. That's a good one. However, not Black Hole Sun by the bands. I can't remember.
Not by Soundgarden?
Not by Soundgarden. Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox version of Black Hole Sun. Haley Reinhart as the singer. So that one. And then my actual song that I have picked is Get Me So High by The Neighborhood, which they did the song Sweater Weather, which already kind of feels like a lot of their songs have this very like it's raining, and Sweater Weather is actually somewhat of a romantic song. But it just got that overall kind of drab sound. But the thing about You Get Me So High is You Get Me So High is different from all the other sad songs where it's kind of like about a loss or transformative change. Or like a negative, like a relationship gone wrong. This one is essentially about feeling bad, about wanting something more. Like one of the last lines of the song is, if you can just let me know it's okay to call you when I'm lonely. That whole idea, a lot of the songs is somebody realizing they've pushed people away and then wanting to reach out, but being scared to reach out. And that one, because for a long time in my life, I felt like I was just a toxic, like just knowing me is a negative toxic experience for people. Like you're going to lose out on some things you want to do in your life because of knowing me. And so like one of the lines is, I hope you don't regret it. I pushed a lot back, but I can't forget it. We never got the credit. Nobody seemed to hear us, but we said it. And it was just, those are the first four lines of the song. And that, like the first time I heard the song, I was like, oh, okay. Nice little lazy guitar riff. Like, this is cool. And then as soon as those first four lines hit me, I was like, I'm just going to pull over in the parking lot and cry now. And that sucker, when that came out, oh God, this was released 2018. Ooh, yeah, 2018 was a rough year for me. So 2018, before the pandemic, you know, craving more connections, craving different connections with same people. So it was one of those songs that just like, it hurt. And now it's like rubbing a sore spot when I listen to it. And it's like sometimes rubbing a sore spot, especially if you've worked out or if you spend a long day at like a park or if you just spend a long day doing something you enjoy doing, you go home, you take a shower, you lay down and you like rub your legs. That's the way this song makes me feel now, where it's like it's still very melancholy and still very like, yeah, that's still a real fear and I should probably seek therapy for it, but I'm just going to listen to this song instead. Because it's cheaper than therapy.
That's what I do with my life. I have not gotten back into therapy, and I use music to process through lots of things.
Yeah. So and just like the chorus, high all the time, high all the time. I want to be high all the time. Would you come with me? And like the line that like, if we can leave it all behind us and meet in between, it would get me so high all the time, high all the time. So it's also it's a really good stoner song, but also it's like it's a kind of a romantic stoner song. So no, that one, honestly, I think eventually that one's going to be a happy song for me. I think that one's going to actually change into a happy song for me. And I could see myself doing that at karaoke to people, like anybody that's there that I've had a long lasting relationship with and been vulnerable with. That's a song that's a, for like how you said, Pat, that's a song I would probably put on a playlist to send to somebody to be like, get to know me. Absolutely. So that one, and it's considered French indie. That's odd. I didn't know there were French bands. So, but I figured the sadness would be the stuff we'd have the most to talk about.
I was like, yeah, I don't have a lot of honorable mentions for happy songs, but
not that being gay is, you know, isn't one nonstop party all the time and doesn't at all lead to massive amounts of trauma. So, with that said, I'm gonna flip it and reverse it and put my thing down. I did that line wrong, but that's fine. She's got a concert coming in Atlanta.
I know, but with Busta Rhymes, I can't support that man. That COVID denying, mask refusing to wear, son of a bitch. Everybody else, phenomenal. Like if he was not on the ticket, I'd be down. Like, first of all, Missy Elliott's Under Construction album, if you have not listened to it, which is where that comes from, Work It, Gossip Folks, like all that shit is on Under Construction. Pure perfection, almost completely. Like, there may be like one song that I might skip, like depending on my mood. Amazing album. Anyway, before we hop into happy songs, we have some not so happy news that we want to share with you that we've posted on our Facebook page. And I want to do this instead of the ad read, instead of us doing a station identification break. For longtime listeners of the show, I was not a founding member of this podcast. None of us were founding members of this podcast. And if Brian were here, he would do a whole spiel about how it was Media Meltdown and all this other stuff. And
I was a founding member of Media Meltdown, but
well, yeah. So you didn't make the cut for the transition and upgrade, Eric. Apparently. But how Media Meltdown turned into Flame On, and when Flame On was conceived, one of the founding members was The Question, or better known as Q, not the Anon variety, nor the Dry Queen. But Q, The Question, was a longtime mysterious figure, the twink of the group, I don't know. There was a lot of things that were said about Josh Yale before he was known to the public as Josh Yale on the podcast. And then when he revealed himself as the lip sync assassin of All-Star 72. And also around that same time, followed his dreams and became a member of IGN. We supported him, cheered him, congratulated him. Did lots of great things after the Pulse shooting. He was one of the people that spearheaded the foundation that honored not the victims of the shooting, but one in particular, Drew, who was a friend of the show, who we lost at Pulse. And there were lots of things that he did to help spearhead that. Done a lot of great things, been a great friend to a lot of people. Over the last couple of months has had a world of shit heaved upon him. Cliff Notes version, IGN went through some restructuring and he was laid off. His car broke down. He had to use his savings to get a used car in order to be able to get around. And then recently was diagnosed with a rare aggressive form of cancer. So it's not the news we want to share. This isn't, the jovial part of the world that we want to share, but this is reality. We don't always ask a lot. We joke around and we say, give us 5-star ratings, give us all this, but really at the end of the day, we don't genuinely wholeheartedly ask for a lot on this podcast. This time we are. There is a post on our Facebook page. We're going to continue to post on our Facebook page. I will post it in the show notes here. There is a link for a GoFundMe for Josh. Please, if at the very least, go read the story, click on the link, read the story, see what is going on. If the only thing that you can do is share the link, we appreciate that 1,000,000%. That is a huge thing to do. If by some chance you have a couple of extra dollars that you can spare and you can donate to Josh's GoFundMe, we'd be forever grateful, because that could be the difference between him being able to continue to fight this, or we're going to say he's going to be able to continue to fight this. So, it's really a bit of a shock to the system. It's a kick in the gut. If you've been with us for a long time, you remember Q. It's been a while since he's been on the show, but go check that out, please. Check out the GoFundMe link in the show notes. Go check out our social media. Our Facebook page has the link. We're going to try to post it on some of the other social media sites as well. But we are here thinking about and supporting Josh as he's going through all of this. We'll see if there's anything else that we do, that he does, anybody does, and we'll be sure to pass that along to you all to help support in any way, shape, or form possible. So with that said, check out our Facebook page, check out the show notes, go check out the GoFundMe, share it, donate if you can. We appreciate the support, and we're sending all of our good vibes out to Josh at this time.
Thank you. You're right. That was very special. That was very good. So, all right. Well, with the sadness, with the rain must always come the sunshine. So since I know, we've got our little happy songs to go through. Maybe not as many honorable mentions or deep feelings for them. But happy doesn't need to be overly complicated. So with that saying, I'm going to go around the other direction and I'll kick this one off. So my song that I cannot get enough of right now that is just an absolute blast to listen to is actually a remix of a old song called Gypsy Woman, which is probably not politically correct anymore.
I was like, do we have to redact it's pejorative woman?
I mean, or Romani woman.
But... No, that works too.
So for those of you that don't know, Gypsy Woman, La Da Dee is the song, and it's by Crystal Waters.
That's it. We can't do any more, otherwise we'll get copyright claimed. That's why we've monotonely been reading our lyrics. We don't want to get copyright claimed.
We don't want to see it.
Oh, that's why we've been so monotone in our reading.
So, which wouldn't have helped us if I had picked the song Satisfaction, but which would have probably been my honorable mention. But no, this is a Deep Down featuring Never Dull. And it's got a host of other artists attached to it. But this one released about a year ago, and it is like a natural evolution of the song Gypsy Woman by Crystal Waters. I'm scared to Google if they gave her royalties. I'm praying that they did, because I don't ever want to stop listening to this song. But yeah,
she'd only get royalties if she wrote the song.
So
I don't know if she wrote the song. And
I think they definitely use the la-da-dee-la-da-da hook. So I feel
but when it comes to samples and music, if you are not credited, if you're not a credited writer, artists that perform the songs a lot of times don't get money. And especially if it's sampled or it's covered. If their performance is used, that's a different subject or a different thing. Depending on the contract, they will sometimes get paid for that. But like the big thing was Tracy Chapman wrote Fast Car. So when that got covered and blew up, she's made a ton of money off of the song, gaining this exposure. So depending on whether or not Crystal Waters wrote the song is whether she would get paid. So just to say that you may not have to worry about looking to see about it or not listening to it because of that, because she may not have gotten paid if they did pay the songwriters.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so the song officially came out 2022. My favorite lines from the song is, I can get down. I can get lonely every time I think about the highs. Yeah. Mess me around. Now you keep calling, wondering if you can make it right. And it's, I told you it's the end for you and I. Swear this time we're through, but it's a lie when you call my name. That sounds so right. And I'm like, it's like a breakup song into like a toxic, letting your toxic top back into your life.
When you just read the lyrics with no rhythm or melody, I was like, which segment are we on right now?
No, but it's one of those things where you can miss somebody. And that this is like the opposite of the song I picked for my sad one, where that one where you're scared to reach out. This one, you're still a little bit afraid to reach out, or you don't want to let them back in. This one is like, no, I know better than this. And then you're like, it's what is it? It's that girl that drank the kombucha where she's just like, ugh, no. And then she's like, well, maybe. So
Brittany Broski?
Yes. it's that whole idea of like, I know this is bad for me, but it's a lot of fun. So the act of somebody, the somebody you're like, I've told you no. I told you we're through. You're not good for me. But then the fact that they still pursue you, you're like, they still want me though. So I don't know. It's definitely a mood booster, and it's 100% a song I would absolutely dance to, and I absolutely hate to dance. But I would not give a flying fuck if this song came on. So with that, Eric.
So I'll go ahead and give a couple quick honorables. First one is First Date by Blink-182. I like it. quick, it's upbeat, it's hopeful, and the idea that this date's going to go well and it's going to bloom into something more, and it's got a fun na-na-na-na-na chorus to it. That was legally the right amount of nas I could say before we had to pay royalties on that. Second honorable mention is Canned Heat by Jamiroquai. Just a fun, funky dance song.
That is a fun one. That is 100% a very fun one.
Yeah. But my super all-time pick-me-up song is Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon. I love it. I don't get enough. I can't get enough of it. And it just makes me happy. And so...
It's my I Got a Pocket Full of Sunshine moment. It is. I'm Emma Stone opening the card, being like, oh, worst song ever. And then by the time Sunday rolls around, I'm like,
you're loving it. And you're jamming out to it in the shower. And
yeah, I'm absolutely like, I won't hit skip. And then it ends. And I'm like, oh, I said I wasn't going to do it again.
I always forget that song exists, and then it comes on, and I'm like...
It's like a horror movie monster. You're like, you're literally minding your own business, washing the dishes, and then there's like a view from outside the window, and it's like, shut up and dance with me. And you're like, who's there? Who's there? I told you to stop coming here.
I mean, it definitely could be slowed down, like in the 2020s realm of taking upbeat songs and then slowing them down to be horror movie like trailer songs. You could definitely
don't you ever look back. Keep your eyes on me.
Oh my god, I need Jordan Pill to make a horror version of this song for his next movie. I absolutely friggin need it. I need it more than anything. That is perfect.
Oh my god, like, no, you just have a horror movie where it's a stalker who dances his victims to death, or like his calling card is like doing the tango and then murdering them, where it's like you just hear in the background, don't you dare look back. Shut up and dance with me. And then it just like, yeah, I mean, we could do this. Although, just a quick side tangent, that reminds me of, I forget, I think it's been the last two Halloweens. My friend Dan has had this whole concept of like doing that in the Guess Who theme song. And turning like the Guess Who theme song into a like a slowed down horror song, like theme yes. song, and making that like or you're like making a Guess Who murder like horror murder movie, and slowing it down and making the theme song like the jingle into that like, and I think it would work really well.
Yes, absolutely.
But that's a good song though, Eric. I applaud the choice.
Yeah.
Thanks. What are your choices? Right.
Pat, you're up.
God, I just want to go back and do more sad songs. I'm like, I thought of so many more.
Well, I have a nice twist when you're done.
Sad songs say so much.
Thank you, Elton. So, okay, quick honorable mentions. I've mentioned a few of them. Basically, we'll just say the summer 2018 playlist. So part of the reason why that playlist even existed is because I was listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour religiously at the time, and Stephen Thompson of NPR Music did an episode, took over Pop Culture Happy Hour 1 week, and brought in four or five different NPR music people, and each one of them got to choose their song of the summer for 2018. that playlist essentially, or that their choices essentially became that playlist that dominated our stay in Provincetown that year, which included, which is where my love of Hayley Kiyoko started, Lesbian Jesus herself, which then turned into finding out about Fletcher and then just essentially becoming a lesbian. But Ape Shit by the Carters, High Horse by Kacey Musgraves, Cut to the Feeling by Carly Rae Jepsen. All of these are amazing songs. The one that I am going to choose as my so many good memories, gets me excited. I'm a sucker for a throwback. My musical taste, live and die in the 90s, maybe early 2000s, for most of what I listen to, what I want to listen to. There is one song that if you have been a P-Town Bear Week goer for any length of time, there is one song that you just know and you want to be there for every time it plays. If you are a faggot of a certain age, this song will make you come alive.
Anything by this DJ really will, though.
And it's the song Hideaway by Kiza. No, oh, sorry. No. So funny story on that song. When my friend and now roommate Chris came up here to visit last summer or 2 summers ago, somewhere at that point, he happened to hear that song, and I must have heard it like loud enough on his ear pods when we were sharing the office space, that all of a sudden I just started doing that. That he was like, wait a minute, are you, what song? And it became this thing, and now we call it gay echolocation, because if you're out in a gay area and you start doing those oohs and ahs, the homosexuals will be like, wait, what? But no. Okay, anyway, so the DJ in question, the remix master, is Thunderpuss. And if you have been on Facebook at some point in the past half a year, there was a meme where it was like gays in their 40s when they hear Thunderpuss, and it's that like person like bent back at a club and like the rainbow and a beam of light shooting out of them. That is it. The song, It's Not Right, But It's Okay by Whitney Houston, the Thunderpuss remix. Oh my fucking God. It is everything. I enjoy Whitney. I've never been the one to be like, oh my God, I'm the biggest Whitney fan. I like her music. I sing along to it. Have a great time with it. Amazing.
It turns out he's a big fan of Whitney Houston. It turns out.
It turns out. DJ Mary.
It turns out.
That is my favorite part of T-Dance at P-Town. What is it? It was DJ Mary, DJ Mary Ellen. I think DJ Mary Ellen. It's been so long since I've been to Provincetown. I'm forgetting things. But she plays that mix and does like 10, It Turns Out, in a row. And it's just edging you. It's just fucking sitting there going, you're not going to come today. You're not going to come today. And then people are going to follow me. And it just, oh, it is everything. Honestly, like for me not being a big, like, upbeat, dancey kind of music person, that probably is one of the peak moments in my life, is hearing that, especially in that situation. But anytime that happens, anytime there's a Thunderpuss remix, it's gold. It's absolute gold. Oh. If you are a kid that grew up in the 90s, when you got to the late 90s, and so many amazing Thunderpuss remixes. But It's Not Right, But It's Okay. Whitney Houston, the Thunderpuss remix, that is my top pick for my get up and just vibe and have a great moment in time. One moment in time.
Nice. All right. Well, So surprise twist, while we've been doing this, I realized we're not just two emotions, we're multiple emotions, and we're also a geeky nerd podcast. So naturally we have to do another one of these episodes, but the next theme will be songs that make us feel like superheroes and songs that make us feel like supervillains. And I feel like we're going to have the same problem we did this time. We're going to have a lot more songs as supervillains than superheroes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Bust it open, doesn't it? makes you rethink a whole nother playlist, doesn't it?
I thought we were going to do this again with like Happy and Sad, but by queer artists. I know that we've did like, you know, a queer or not queer like top song or whatever. Yeah. I think honestly we could do the like Happy and Sad for a couple of different categories that I think would work well for this group of people. So,
or I thought we were just going to work through the rest of the Inside Out emotions. We just did joy and sadness.
Well, I was going to say, so as a supervillain song, like, come on, you know, you've got a couple of different supervillain songs. So
joy and pain, it's like sunshine and rain.
I can't
monotone. Sorry, it's supposed to be monotone.
That was way too much like the original.
Copyright strikes. We're being taken down. Well, BJ, thank you for leading us through this. Dear listeners, we hope that you have enjoyed going along with us for this musical journey. Let us know what your happy and sad songs are. Again, if you would like some more sad songs, I got a whole Damien List playlist that I could give you. I don't really have a playlist. I could just tell you a lot of Damien Rice songs that I love that are really sad. But let us know what your happy and sad songs are. I love to talk about sad songs. So please hit me up directly if you want to compare sad music. Check us out online, flameonshow.com. And please, I implore you, I'll put on my serious voice for a second. Josh is a good friend of the show, a good friend of ours, and going through a really, really rough time. Please, if you take a minute, read the GoFundMe. The link will be in the show notes here and on our Facebook page. Check it out, share it, and if you do have a couple of dollars you can spare, we'd very much appreciate it. With that being said, thank you, BJ. Thank you, Eric. Dear listeners, we'll see you again very soon for our next roundup episode. Until next time, bye-bitch.
Bye.
Hello, this is Blind Buy Book Club from the Blind Buy Podcast, and this is an advertisement for EE Game Store. Do you enjoy video games as your pastime? Or maybe you stream video games as your job? EE Game Store has everything to meet your needs. On any network, any player, you can spread the cost of exclusive console bundles, improve your gaming setup, your connectivity, hardware, games, whatever. If it has to do with video games, EE Game Store has it. Just search for it on the internet.